8:11. Are you dreaming about someplace warm and sunny right now?
All the leaves are brown.
Some people dreaming about summer and Lollapalooza, but I don't know. Dean Richards has been following that story closely, and he joins us now with an update. Hi, Dean.
Good morning. Doing a little California dreaming, but
yeah.
Grant Park dreaming is also very nice for Lollapalooza. This is, as you know, longtime listeners know, three or four now of my favorite days of the year, where I get to spend the day with 100,000 of my closest, sweatiest friends at a time when we're out there covering it. Each year, feeling more and more like, why did Grandpa come to Lollapalooza this year? It's fun. It's fun to check out the music. But so since this whole COVID-19 thing started, I have been contacting the Lollapalooza people almost every day, trying to find out, what do we know? What are you thinking? What's going to be happening? Yesterday was the first day that they said anything about it. Kind of specific, in which they said that they will make a decision about whether Lollapalooza will go on by the end of May. So, you know, a little over a month, we'll find out what's going to happen. You know, as we've said so many times, a lot of these places are just, you know, kind of waiting and seeing how things are going to go. But I got to guess, the way that we're hearing all the health experts from all over the world saying that an event that brings together 100,000 people in one place every single day of the event is more than likely not going to happen. But the Lollapalooza people say, we'll see, end of May, they'll give us the decision. They have not announced any of the lineup yet. They have not sold any tickets yet, wisely. So that's where we're standing with that.
And might they have Lollapalooza later in the year? Is that a possibility?
I guess it's possible that it could happen. You know, maybe Labor Day weekend.
There's a lot of arranging and planning, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, and artist schedules. I think that's also, you know, part of the whole thing. Although everyone's schedule's up in the air right now, so it's not like anybody had anything pre-planned.
that's for sure. Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. When we do get out of this, there are going to be so many events piled on top of one another.
Right.
You're going to go from 0 to 100, from doing nothing to being the busiest you've ever been in your life.
Right. You're going to want to go back to doing nothing.
Yeah.
There's going to be so much going on at one time.
I think so. And what's happening with the refunds on another music festival?
Well, this is kind of weird on a couple of different fronts. There's another music festival that is called the EDM Music Festival, the Electronic Dance Music Festival. It's a big deal. It's called Lightning in a Bottle. It's held every year. And, you know, these DJs, not like you and I, Bob, DJs.
Yeah, I know.
You know, playing Terry Jack's Seasons in the Sun and, you know, things like that. These are legit DJs who, you know, mix music for clubs and public events. Super, super popular style of music. They even have a stage at Lollapalooza now that's EDM. But anyway, this one festival has already sold tickets. 20,000 tickets already were sold. It was supposed to go on Memorial Day weekend in California. It has been canceled because of the coronavirus, and the organizers say they are not giving refunds back. They say that they will offer a credit system for future festivals. A woman in Illinois has filed a class action lawsuit saying that no refund policy violates Carolina law. So that is kind of a big deal. The festival's organizers have not commented on the lawsuit. So that's one front where something was planned and canceled, and refunds are not being given out. The other side of the story is going on with Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster, on their website, you know, my understanding of Ticketmaster's refund policy has always been the event had to be canceled. But up until a few days ago, on their website, it said that you could get your money back if your event was postponed, rescheduled, or canceled. The last couple of days, that was changed to say refunds are available if the event is canceled. So they got rid of the postponed and rescheduled language. A lot of people are upset about this because nearly everything is postponed or rescheduled or canceled at this point. Likely to be permanently canceled. We'll, you know, see what future events hold. But Ticketmaster is saying that all they did was clarify their refund policy. That's the same as it's always been, and they can't issue refunds if the music venues don't give refunds. They're just sort of the in-between on all of this. So if you bought tickets for events and, you know, all the big summer concerts were announced, many of them around Christmas time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you're holding tickets that may or may not happen this summer. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with all of this.
Yeah. For once, procrastinators like me being rewarded for not buying any tickets or anything in advance ever.
Yeah, that's let this be a lesson to you all. Be like Bob and me. Wait till the last minute for everything.
Oh, man. All right. Dean Richards had some good news for Bruce Springsteen fans. Dean?
Yeah, he's going to be doing a Sirius XM concert this morning. I think it's 9 o'clock. Sirius XM right now is free for people to try it out. You do need a receiver, some way to pick it up. You can also hear it on the internet. But the even bigger news is that, you know, Springsteen, probably the biggest of all the New Jersey artists, is going to be part of a special New Jersey pandemic relief fund that'll be called Jersey for Jersey. Springsteen will perform, John Bon Jovi, Tony Bennett, SZA, Halsey, a whole load of comedians, including Jon Stewart. And this is going to be on April the 22nd. And that's going to be heard on Apple Music and seen on Apple TV, as well as a bunch of other TV outlets. I'd like to see some Chicago performers do something like that. Wouldn't that be great for do a benefit for all the healthcare workers, all the people who are showing up for work every day and in essential positions? You know, we get guys from the group Chicago and.
Yeah, the Cornerstones of Rock, that show that's been around with the Buckingham Sides of
that
March.
That you did, right, yeah.
New Colony 6, Shadows of Night.
You know, Cheap Trick should be in there. Chaka Khan should be in there. I mean, there's a long list, not just of, you know, the Chicago Gold performers, but people who came from Chicago, hit it big in music. How about doing a benefit concert like this from your homes? And so it will benefit. You know, we've been seeing these very touching and sometimes very heartbreaking stories of nurses, paramedics, people who are working in COVID-19 wards. I think, you know, to get something like that going for with Chicago artists, governor talked about trying to, you know, form a coalition of, you know, Midwest governors and, you know, kind of working regionally. Why can't we do that? Why can't we do something for our people who are out there working right now?
I guarantee you, and he probably is listening right now, our pal Ron Onesti has just heard this, and he's probably booking it as we speak.
Yeah. Come on, Dennis DeYoung, who was on my show this past week. He's got a new song.
He just
recorded a new song with Julian Lennon. I know he'd love to come on and sing and do a couple of stick songs in there, too.
Yeah, you put it online, and that's pretty easy to do. We've got the technology. I'll volunteer Dean Richards to MC part of it.
I'd be happy to. Yeah, let's all get in there.
Sure.
Yeah, let's all do it like telethon style, like in the old days.
More to come on that.
Let's put it on WGN Radio, too, so people can hear it all over the Midwest.
Hey, simulcast. Channel 9.
I love when I make programming decisions.
Yeah, you'll hear about it after
right now.
Nine,
our bosses just drove off the road.
Yeah, and not because of the snow.
No.
Now we have a domestic involving Michael Bublé.
Oh boy,
what happened here, Dean?
Alleged domestic. But a lot of people are very upset over what they saw in an Instagram video. Michael Bublé, the singer, and his wife, a very beautiful actress and model named Lusana, have been doing an Instagram Live just to entertain their followers over the past couple of days. And there was one entry a couple of days ago in which Michael Bublé is talking. She interrupts him, and he gives her an elbow in the side.
Uh-oh.
And she, at one point, she just kind of playfully is like pushing his hair out of his eyes. And he got, kind of pushed her hand out of the way. And sent off a chain of reaction from people saying, I've seen abusive behavior before. This is abusive behavior. So people are very upset about that. But Luisana has come to her husband's defense on this. On Instagram yesterday, she said that people don't know anything about their family. He was just goofing around. It's nothing serious. And she has no doubts at all about her husband. She would choose him again. Her words, I would choose him again 1,000 times over. Anyone who knows, I'm not saying that there was abuse or not abuse. I don't know. I saw the video. It's uncomfortable to watch. But anybody who knows about abusive situations knows that often the person who is abused will come to the defense of the alleged abuser,
right,
saying he didn't mean it, he didn't this or that. I'm not saying that's the case at all with any of this with the Bublé family, but Mrs. Bublé is saying no big deal and basically mind your own business.
All I know is when Marianne and I do our Facebook live cast after dinner tonight, I'm going to be extra careful.
Right. And sit on your hands.
Now, I know, Dean, you have not been into Tiger King, but
no.
I'm gonna tell you something here. And if you do this, people are going to think you're super hip. Tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News, when you come on, just say this. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. That, trust me on that.
Didn't Dick Biondi used to say that years ago?
Oh, man. The joke that he never told that got him kicked off the air? No, that was not it.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.